This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. India and Laopedia today signed 6 MOUs and agreements in fields including defence cooperation, customs, audiovisual and preservation of heritage. India has also decided to provide $1 million financial assistance to a project to improve nutrition security in Laos with food fortification through the India-UN Development Partnership Fund. The MOUs were exchanged in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Laopedia counterpart Sonex SFN Dawn in Vientiane, Laopedia. On the second day of his visit to Laos, Prime Minister Narendra Modi met President of Laopedia Thongloung Sisulit in Vientiane today. During the meeting, the two leaders discussed bilateral ties and reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthen the close partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also held bilateral talks with Prime Minister of Laopedia Sonex SFN Dawn in Vientiane. Prime Minister Modi also met Prime Minister of Thailand Pettorattam Shinawatra on the sidelines of East Asia Summit. This was the first meeting between the two prime ministers. The two leaders discussed bilateral cooperation in a range of areas. Earlier speaking at the 19th East Asia Summit in Vientiane, Prime Minister Narendra Modi stressed that a free, open, inclusive, prosperous and rules-based Indo-Pacific is vital for the peace and progress of the entire region. He said peace, security and stability of the South China Sea is in the interest of the entire Indo-Pacific region. Briefing media, Secretary East in the Ministry of External Affairs, Joydeep Majumdar, said Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized that Myanmar should be engaged and should not be isolated. After concluding his successful two-day visit, Prime Minister Modi reached New Delhi this evening. Nihon Hidankyo, a Japanese group of atomic bomb survivors from Hiroshima and Nagasaki, has won the Nobel Peace Prize 2024. The group, also known as Hibakusha, was recognized for its tireless efforts to achieve a world free of nuclear weapons and for demonstrating through witness testimony that nuclear weapons must never be used again. The award was announced at the Norwegian Nobel Institute in Oslo. The Reserve Bank of India has instructed all payment service providers, including all banks and non-bank entities, to review their payment systems and improve the accessibility of digital payment systems for persons with disabilities. The RBI said, based on this review, PSPs may need to carry out modifications so that all payment systems and devices, such POS machines, can be accessed and used easily by the PWDs. India has expressed concern over the situation in Lebanon. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said New Delhi is continuing to monitor the situation closely and is concerned at the deteriorating security situation along the blue line. The ministry added that inviolability of UN premises must be respected by all and appropriate measures taken to ensure the safety of UN peacekeepers and the sanctity of their mandate. Two UN peacekeepers were injured when an Israeli tank fired on a watchtower at a UN base yesterday. The UN has issued a warning regarding this violation, highlighting the increasing complications in the regional conflict. In a significant move towards self-reliance, the Indian Army has rolled out its first overhauled T-90 Bhishma tank, further enhancing its operational readiness. The T-90 Bhishma, the Army's main battle tank since 2003, is known for its firepower, speed and protection. With this overhaul, the tank has become even more powerful and lethal. The Department of Atomic Energy has installed the major atmospheric Cherenkov experimental observatory in Ladakh. The MACE telescope will observe high energy gamma rays such as supernova, black holes and gamma ray bursts. It is installed at Hanle in eastern Ladakh and considered as the largest imaging Cherenkov telescope in Asia as well as the highest in the world for being installed at an altitude of 4,300 meter. Durga Puja rituals are in full swing at various Puja Pandals across the country. Large crowds of devotees have gathered to seek blessings from Goddess Durga. The rituals began early this morning and continued throughout the day. The Pandals, adorned with intricate decorations and vibrant lights, are a sight to behold. And that is the end of this news bulletin.